Blog Talk Radio. Believe and trust him.
It will.
You gotta believe.
Come to me.
welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome each and every one of you on tonight. The order of service is going to run a little different on tonight. I'm following the Holy Spirit, and he has something different he wants to do on tonight. So where I would usually give my contact information at the end of the show, I'm going to do it up front. If you would like to email me for private consultation or prayer throughout the week, you can do so by emailing prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Or you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. As usual, this show is on iTunes. It's a free podcast. If you miss anything and you're away from your computer and you can't come back to this website, you can always go to iTunes and search Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. That's Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. And I am on Twitter at Prolific Fire and Facebook at facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy. Also, it's come to my attention that some of you would like to sow into this ministry. If that's your heart's desire, if God has put it on your heart, and only if God has told you to do so, you can do so if you have a PayPal account by using the PayPal app or going to paypal.com and sending your seed to prolificfire@gmail.com. What's intriguing about this ministry is that God named this ministry. And when he named it prolific, I didn't know what the word meant. And I looked it up, and it blew my mind. It means fertile, highly fruitful, producing abundant works or results, producing in large quantities, and highly productive. And if you would like to be a part of a ministry that has that type of name that came from God, sow your seed, and I know you will be blessed. Also, since the service is running a little bit different tonight, if you're on the phone and you desire prayer at any time, just mash 1. Or if you're online, you can text me at 865-408-8690. Now I'm going to play a song. The song is called Freedom, and I would like to dedicate this song to the groundbreaking memory of Martin Luther King for all the effort he made to bring about freedom. And immediately following this song, I will go into the Word. Thank you once again, everybody, for being here on tonight. I do appreciate it. And I hope you will be blessed. This is Freedom.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm going to
Just to show you how God works with me, when he was preparing me for this message, all of a sudden out of my spirit, I just started singing freedom for my body, freedom for my mind, freedom for my spirit. And I'm like, where do I know that song from? I had to Google it to find out, and this is what God gave me. I know it's a bit different, but I'm following him on tonight. Once again, I pray you all will be blessed. The foundational text for tonight comes from 1 Samuel 4, verses 10 through 22, and I will be reading from the NIV. So the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated, and every man fled to his tent. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas died. That same day, a Benjamite ran from the battle line and went to Shiloh with his clothes torn and dust on his head. When he arrived, there was Eli sitting on his chair by the side of the road, watching, because his heart feared for the Ark of God. When the man entered the town and told what had happened, the whole town sent up a cry. Eli heard the outcry and asked, "What is the meaning of this uproar?" The man hurried over to Eli, who was 98 years old and whose eyes had failed so that he could not see. He told Eli, "I have just come from the battle line. I fled from it this very day." Eli asked, "What happened, my son?" The man who brought the news replied, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered heavy losses, and your sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of the Covenant has been, and the Ark of God has been captured." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell backward off his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken, and he died, for he was an old man, and he was heavy. He had led Israel 40 years. His daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near the time of delivery. When she heard the news that the Ark of God had been captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth, but was overcome by her labor pains. As she was dying, the women attending her said, "Don't despair, you have given birth to a son." But she did not respond or pay any attention. She named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the Ark of God and the death of my father-in-law and her husband." The death of her father-in-law and her husband. She said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured." The title of tonight's message is The Breaking Power of the Presence. Once again, the title of tonight's message is The Breaking Power of the Presence. In the Old Testament, the Ark of God represents the presence of God. In the Old Testament, the Ark of God represents the presence of God. The text said when the people were told the Ark of God had been captured, there was an outcry, so much so that Eli overheard it. The daughter-in-law went into labor and gave birth to a son she named Ichabod. The Holy Spirit began to deal with me about the text. He began to let me know, America is Ichabod. Ichabod meaning the glory has departed. The glory, the presence of God, has been captured, hindered in America. That's why there's violence in our schools, no prayer, Ichabod, murders everywhere, and other violent acts, etc., Ichabod. Racism, hatred for one another, Ichabod. Drug abuse, Ichabod. Little girls prostituting themselves to fit in, Ichabod. Leaders, and I mean all leaders, from the church to the government officials, all doing unthinkable things, Ichabod. High divorce rates, high among Christians, Ichabod. Homosexuality, bisexuality, and the DL, etc., Ichabod. Spirits of low self-esteem, depression, and suicide, Ichabod. The spirit of excessive pride, they're just ego, Ichabod. Sexual addiction, Ichabod. An increase in mental illness, Ichabod. People are literally losing their mind because a miracle has hindered, subdued the presence of God. The Holy Spirit began to let me know, anywhere there's an absence of the presence of God, expect trouble. Anywhere there's an absence of the presence of God, expect trouble. The spirit of Ichabod is a curse. America has lost its conscience. Without the presence of God, America has no moral stability. Anything that is unstable cannot be trusted to succeed. Anything that is unstable cannot be trusted to succeed. Psalms 118, verse 8 in the New Living Translation says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. But I decree and declare tonight there is freedom for our body, mind, and spirit. The same way the people in the text went into an outcry, sending a sound from the earth, and the daughter-in-law went into labor, she travailed. I come with a spirit of intervention on me tonight. Notice verse 18 of 1 Samuel verse 4. It says, at just the mention of the ark, the presence of God, Eli fell backwards off his chair, broke his neck, and died. He was old and heavy. He led Israel 40 years. As strange as it may seem, this is one of my favorite verses, because I do believe that just the mention of his presence is powerful enough to break the neck of anything holding you. Did you hear me? The presence of God is powerful enough to break the neck of anything holding you. The presence of God is powerful enough to break any form of bondage happening in your life. I feel like telling somebody what has been heavy on you for years is breaking tonight. I feel like telling somebody what has been heavy on you for years is breaking tonight. With that in mind, let's pray. If at any time you have a prayer request, those on the phone, match 1. Those online, text me, 865-408-8690. And I would be glad to pause and pray for your needs. Father God, your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. It also says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Therefore, God, we who carry your Spirit on the inside of us, because your word says, greater is he that lives in us than he that is in this world. Therefore, those of us who carry your spirit inside of us, we petition your throne, Lord God. We ask you to come back into America, God. We ask you to forgive us of everything that we've done wrong, and we pour ourselves out to you, Lord God, everything in us that is unpure. Lord God, we ask that you purify it on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Enter into our school systems once again, Lord God, that the violence may cease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I petition every mother, every father that's listening to the sound of my voice. If you do not pray with your children in the morning time before they leave for school, I suggest that you begin to pray with them immediately following this show, first thing in the morning. Begin to pray with them. That's another way that the presence of God will re-enter the school through your child. Let them go to school equipped with the presence of God on the inside of them. We break the spirit of Ichabod off our children on tonight, God, and we thank you for doing so. We thank you, Lord God, for getting into the streets, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for not only getting into the streets, Lord God, and eradicating everything in the streets, Lord God, that's not like you, but we thank you for getting in the mind of the people, Lord God, getting into the mind, Lord God. We bind hatred, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every seed, Lord God, that brings about hatred in a person, Lord God, we come against it, Lord God, that will cause them to murder another human being, Lord God. We come against that type of spirit. Let them begin to value one another the way they value themselves, Lord God, because your word says, do unto others as you would have them do to you, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to have a value system once again. Lord, give man, that means both female and male, God, conscience. Lord God, give them a conscience. God, wake them up, Lord God, to what the spirit of Ichabod is doing to them. Lord God, let the glory return, Lord God. We, your people, are calling for the glory to return, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. We come against racism, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. People should be able to marry, Lord God, without fear of people hating on them because they are two different races, Lord God. If a white man wants to marry a black woman, or a black woman wants to marry a white man, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's still of you, because you did commission that a man and a woman should get married, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against racism, not only in relationships, Lord God, but racism, Lord God, in the job market, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let nobody be picked or not picked, Lord God, because of the color of their skin. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we want to eradicate racism on tonight, and we believe that it is so. Lord God, lift the spirit of Ichabod up off the people's minds once again, Lord God, that they may see one another clearly, Lord God, because you made all races, and with everything that you made, you said that it was good. Therefore, we believe you, and we take your report as true, not what man says, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every high-minded spirit, Lord God, that makes one race think they're better than the other, Lord God, because that is not so. God, we take that spirit under arrest tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It will not be so. In the name of Jesus, we're taking it back. In the name of Jesus, look up on drug abuse, Lord God. Every type of drug abuse, God, we come against it, Lord God, and everything that's connected to drug abuse, every effect, Lord God. Every effect, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, look upon that person that has been on drugs for years. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and they don't even really want to be. The high is not even there no more. They're doing it to escape something else, Lord God. Look upon whatever it is that they are trying to escape, God. We're asking you to get to the root of their problem on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be set free and return to their normal mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look up on little girls everywhere, Lord God, and little boys trying to fit in, Lord God, trying to do everything that somebody else does, try to fit in. Little girls selling their body, Lord God, showing their body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They just setting themselves up for the enemy. But we come against that. God, we ask that you put your blood upon them, cover our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cover their bodies, cover their minds, Lord God. Cover their eyesight and cover their ears, Lord God, that they may not see and may not hear things that they don't need to hear, Lord God. Because if their ears are covered and their eyes are covered in your blood, they will no longer want to participate in things that are unlike you, Lord God. We ask that you change their little spirits, Lord God, that they may want to live for you. And if they have parents that don't know how to train them, God, we speak to the spirit of the parents on tonight, Lord God. Change that mother and that father, Lord God, that they may be a role model unto their children, Lord God. Look up on the parents, Lord God, that are trying to fit in with the children, Lord God. That's another spirit of Ichabod. They cannot fit in with the children, God. help the parents to stand up and be parents. Help the parents to stand up and be parents, Lord God, to train their children in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. That's what your word says. Help the parents to train their children on tonight, and we thank you for doing so, God. We come against divorce, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Your word, you hate divorce, Lord God. You hate it. Although there are some circumstances, if anybody's listening, Lord God, and they're in an abusive situation, you do not wish for your people to be abused. So if you're in an abusive situation, this does not apply to you. You do what you need to do to get out of that situation. But for any other type of situation, Lord God, I pray that the spouses will be able to work it out, Lord God. We come against divorce on tonight, Lord God. Read Ichabod about it there, Lord God. Let the glory return. Let the glory return. Let the glory return. And we thank you, Lord God, for showing up, Lord God, in marriages, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring that foundation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for restoring the foundation, Lord God. You started with marriage, Lord God. You started with family, Lord God, and the enemy fights so hard against family, God, but we ask that you restore the family, Lord God. Restore husbands and wives, children, siblings fighting, Lord God. We come against that. We bind the spirit of Ichabod up off of them. Let the glory come in and change everybody, Lord God, that the family may be a Christian family, a holy family, a family that represents you and that can live in peace. Lord God, look up on the leaders, Lord God, from the church to the government, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let leaders be leaders, Lord God, in holiness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that the king's heart is in your hand, meaning that you can turn their hearts any kind of way you want to. They may be high according to our standards on this earth, but they are not higher than you, Lord God. Therefore, tonight we look to you, and we ask that you turn their hearts any kind of way you want to, Lord God. You change this world system the way that you want to change it, Lord God, for the benefit of your people, because your word did say that you're going to take care of us. So, therefore, I have no doubt that you're going to do it. You're going to do what you need to do to take care of us, Lord God. Let leaders in the church stand up and begin to preach the truth, Lord God. Not candy-coated word that people want to hear, but let them speak the truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because the truth will set people free, and it's the anointing, the real anointing that destroys yoke. Not no candy-coated stuff that they made up. Not no anointing that they tapped into from somebody else, trying to copycat somebody else. But let them seek you for a word and come to the pulpit with a true word, Lord God, not just something that they heard and they're going to repeat, Lord God. But let it come up out of their spirit. And if they're doing anything that's unlike you, God, we ask that you deliver pastors on tonight. Oh, yes, we ask that you deliver them on tonight, God, because they get wrong too, Lord God. We ask that you look up on prophets and prophetess on tonight, Lord God. You know, I put myself on the altar. If there's something in me that's not like you, Lord God, I pierce. Ask that you purify it on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look up on the evangelists, Lord God. I don't care what the title is. Look up on all of them, Lord God. Look up on the president, God. We ask that you look up on the governor and the mayor, Lord God. Touch them all like only you can do, and turn their hearts, Lord God, and have them to do what you want them to do, Lord God. For the government, Lord God, put somebody in their ear, Lord God, that's Holy Ghost filled, and they can lead them in your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because they need much help, much help, much help, much help. Look up on those, Lord God, that's confined to the homosexual lifestyle, Lord God, some said it bisexual, and on the DL. Lord, help them. Lord God, help them to return to their original state, Lord God, because you made Adam and Eve. You made Adam and Eve, and not Steve and Adam, and not even Mary, Lord God. Help your people to live according to your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Love is not just love. Love has rules and regulations. Love should be the way you call for it to be, Lord God. And we ask that you deliver them, God. Set them free, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for delivering them spirits, Lord God, that's making a little boy think he want to be a little girl, and a little girl thinks she wants to be a little boy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, the seed that was sown into their childhood at a young age, whatever door that was left open that the enemy got in, Lord God, and that demonic spirit creeped into them, Lord God, and changed them from the way that you made them, God, we ask that you reverse that thing. Lord God, we ask that they go back to their original state, Lord God. Somebody's crying over her baby on tonight, Lord God, because he's not the way that she gave birth to him, Lord God. She's not the way that that her mama gave birth to her, Lord God. But we ask that you look up on both male and female, Lord God, and turn them around, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help the male to be masculine, Lord God, and help the female to be feminine, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We look up on the ones with low self-esteem. Lord God, we come against that spirit, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, whatever in them triggered, whatever it is in their life that triggered a low self-esteem, Lord God. We ask that you go back into the memories of their mind, Lord God, and erase all the history, Lord God, that brought about these feelings, Lord God. Erase it to the point, Lord God, that they can only remember the joy. Let their spirit return to the joy of their salvation. Lord God, even though they may not be saved, Lord God, by salvation, I mean the freedom that, Lord God, that they have. Lord God, because you gave all of us freedom, Lord God, let them return. Let them return out of the bondage into your freedom. Lord God, we speak freedom on them, freedom from that mindset of low self-esteem, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to find something about themselves, Lord God, that is unlike other people, Lord God, that they can begin to uplift themselves, Lord God. The word says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Let them pull themselves up, and Lord God, and begin to encourage themselves. We bind the spirit of depression on tonight and suicide. Not one more death will be taken, Lord God. No, not one more life will be taken, Lord God. We come against the spirit of death, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in and lifting Ichabod. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, suicide is just an easy way to rid somebody of their life, Lord God. And we come against the enemy, Lord God. Every time he come in, Lord God, and tell somebody, Lord God, that they're not worth it, nobody wants them, they might as well end their lives, Lord God, we ask that you step in and intervene with the truth. Lord God, not only that, let one of your messengers, Lord God, let me or somebody else that you have called step in, Lord God, and know what to say, Lord God, according to your spirit, Lord God, to change somebody's life. It's time out for playing, Lord God. This thing is real, and I ask that you word our mouths and gird our spirits up, Lord God, that we may be ready to do what you call us to do, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. This is the last, these are the last days, God, and we got to get serious, Lord God. We need to come against the spirit of Ichabod like never before, Lord God. We bind it, Lord God. We bind it, we bind it, we bind it, and we loose your glory back into the earth, Lord God. Your glory through us, Lord God. We carry your spirit, therefore let us be bold with what we need to say for you and your glory, because the enemy is not shy, therefore we should not be shy either. And I thank you, Lord God, for giving us that boldness on tonight, Lord God. We come against excessive pride, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that thinks that they're better than everybody else, and they think that they're even better than you, Lord God. Their hearts are so hard, you can't even teach them anything. You can't tell them anything. They're stuck in the same situation because pride has them trapped, and they will not listen to what other people have to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that stony heart, and we ask that you give them a heart of flesh, that they may be able to hear and do what you want them to do, Lord God, that their lives may turn around, because it's not for us, it's for them. They need a change. They need a turnaround. Lord God, whoever I'm speaking to about there, Lord God, help them to turn around on tonight, God. We bind that spirit of Ichabod off of their lives. Lord God, look up on those fighting a sexual addiction. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, any type of sexual addiction, whether it's masturbation, whether it's pornography or whatever it is, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for coming against it on tonight. Lord God, we thank you for somebody that's trapped, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They really wore out in their bodies. They're tired of the things that they do, Lord God, but they don't know how to get out, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you give them a way out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for their way of escape on tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for those suffering with mental illness, Lord God. We ask that you restore their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them and help them to think the way that you would want them to think, Lord God, because your word says that as a man thinking in his heart, so is he, Lord God. So I ask that you not only change their hearts, change their minds, but change their hearts, Lord God, that they may think according to the way that you would have for them to think, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give them a healthy mind, Lord God. Give them a healthy mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Purify them, God, everything in their system, Lord God, that would cause them to think on the contrary to what you want them to think, Lord God. We come against that on tonight. Lord God, we just thank you for moving on tonight like only you can. People are literally losing their mind because America has hindered, subdued the presence of God. No more. No more on tonight, God. We're calling you back in. We are calling you back in, and we thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in. Lord God, we just thank you for moving on tonight and doing whatever you can do. If there's any prayer requests that need to be addressed on tonight, if you're on the phone, you can match one at this time, or if you're online, as I keep repeating myself, you can text me. It's 865-408-8690. Once again, Lord, we thank you for coming in. Lord God, we thank you for moving like only you can do. God, we decree and declare that the spirit of Ichabod is broken on tonight. Once again, the spirit Ichabod means that the glory has departed, Lord God. And when I say that the spirit of Ichabod is removed on tonight, I mean that the glory has come back in, Lord God, because that's what's hindering this country. Just wanted to make that clear for you all. If there's no prayer request on tonight, I'm gonna turn the show over to Prophetess Payton, and she's gonna lead us in the rest of the prayer, praying out of her spirit whatever the Lord gives her. Prophetess Payton, on the air.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being so good and so kind and so merciful to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for shining your glory down upon us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for just being the God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made a way for us, Lord God. You have made a way for us, Lord God, to be able, Lord God, to, Lord, social with each other, Lord God, to go into restaurants, Lord God, to go into, Lord God, where we can use the same public bathroom, Lord. You have made a way, public restaurants, Lord God. You have made a way for us to do those things, Lord God. And, Lord, we bind the spirit of racism, Lord God. We bind it, Lord God, because in your word, Lord God, in your name, Lord God, Lord God, you're the same God as today, as it is yesterday, and forevermore, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. In your eyes, there's no white, there's no black, there's no, Lord, there's no, Lord God, different racism, Lord God. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, that's your purpose of dying for us, Lord God, that all of the sins and all of the things that go on, Lord God, in our minds and on this earth, Lord God, will be washed away, Lord God. Lord, you love us all the same, Lord God. Lord, whether we're a sinner, man, you still love us. You just hate the sins that we do. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for being in a place, Lord God, where, Lord God, where you have us, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Excuse me. And, Lord, we thank you for being just good and just good all by yourself. And, Lord, we thank you for your presence, Lord God, that comes in our heart, our minds, our soul. Lord, we thank you for just being who you are and what you are to us. Lord God, I ask you to bless, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to break every curse, Lord God. Break every generation curse, Lord God. Break every, Lord God, racism, Lord God. We ask you to, Lord, bind it, Lord God. We bind everything that's not of you, Lord God, off this earth, Lord God. Lord, we speak those things, Lord God, because you said speak those things as though they are, Lord God. We speak, Lord God, that black and white, Lord God, Hispanic, Lord God, Japanese, Lord, whatever racism there is, Lord God, we speak that they all would come together and join in as sisters and brothers, Lord God. Sisters and brothers like you would have us to be, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being who you are. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord, we even thank you, Lord God, for that child, Lord God, that had been given away, or that mother had gave that child, Lord, because she couldn't take care of it, Lord. We ask you to bless her, Lord God. Lord, don't let it be Lord, nothing, no one or no something beat her up saying she was wrong, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for letting her, Lord, choose what's best for her child, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look upon every situation in our life that's of you, Lord God, that's not of you. We ask you to deliver and set it free. Lord, we ask you to bind every drug addiction, Lord God. bind every pain addiction, Lord God. Bind every addiction that's not of you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to heal. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to deliver, Lord God. And you're going to send it back to hell from which it came from, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're getting ready for us to be and what you're getting ready for us to do, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to touch, Lord God, in every area of our life, Lord. Lord, even in the churches, Lord God, look on our leaders, Lord God. Look upon the members, Lord God. Look upon everyone, Lord God. Lord, because even the leaders is falling by the wayside, Lord God. Lord, look upon the ones that leave in you, Lord, because things are getting so hard, Lord God. They think they cannot make it, Lord. Teach them to trust you. Teach them to be with you, Lord God. Cover them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Touch the minds of your people, Lord, that it will stay on you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that my prophet Stacey had prayed, Lord. We thank you for her. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for the ones that going to tune in afterwards. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you to bless each and one of them, Lord God, that's on the line tonight and the ones that get ready to tune in. We ask you to put that blessing, Lord God, upon them that's for them. Lord, anything in their life that they're not pleased with, Lord, give them wisdom, Lord. Lord, everything we do come with wisdom. Give them wisdom, Lord, how to live for you. Give them wisdom, Lord God, how to go about doing being saved. Give them wisdom, Lord. Lord, we thank you for wisdom, Lord God. Lord, it's going to take wisdom to get us through, Lord. It's going to take wisdom, Lord, to help us to be what you would have for us to be for you. Lord, touch everyone on the line and everyone that's going to hear afterwards and everyone that's going to, Lord God, going to email my sister or send her a text. Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless every tear that they cry. Bless every, Lord God, heartache that they hurt. Lord, we ask you to heal the pain. Lord, we ask you to strengthen in every area of their life, Lord. Whatever they need or they want, Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless that mother, Lord God. Lord God, that don't that don't have food, Lord God, to feed her child. Lord, bless them, Lord God, spiritual as well as financial, Lord. Lord, we bind every spirit, Lord, that's trying to come up against us, trying to hinder our growth with you, Lord God, our walk with you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you the calling that you have on our life, Lord. We thank you for being all that you know how to be. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for being El Shaddai. We thank you for being Jehovah, Lord God. We thank you for being, Lord God, who you are, Lord. The Lord of Lords, Lord God. The King, Lord God. You are so awesome, Lord. You are so wonderful, Lord. You are so gracious, Lord God, even when we don't even deserve it, Lord God. Give us, Lord, the heart to love, Lord, people, Lord God, no matter how they are, what they seem to be like. Lord, help us to love them, Lord God. You can love people, but you just don't like the things that they do. Teach us, give us even patience to deal with people, strength and courage to deal with them, Lord God. In your name, Jesus, God, help us, Lord God, to live according to your will, Lord God. Without your will, Lord God, we won't be anything, Lord God. We thank you for dying for us, Lord. We thank you for sharing your blood for us, Lord. We thank you for just who all that you is, Lord. Don't know how to thank you enough, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done. And, Lord God, as I get ready to close this prayer, Lord God, we ask you to look upon everyone that's calling on you and those that trying to call on you don't know how to call on you. We ask you, Lord, strengthen them, Lord. For we know, Lord God, you are not so high that you cannot come down to see about them. Lord God, your eyes, Lord God, are not so high that you can't come, that they can't look down and see what's going on with us. Your ears are not so high that you cannot hear what we're saying. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Just the mention of your name, Lord, makes everything okay, Lord. Lord, thank you for your hand, Lord, that we'll reach down and comfort us, Lord, in the time of need, your time of sorrow. Lord, give peace to those that are going through those things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you, Lord God, for that mother, that child. Thank you for that father that's raising a child, with, Lord God, with maybe Down syndrome, Lord God, with maybe, Lord God, with, Lord, we thank you for them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord God. Man, Lord, it's different types of syndrome, but we ask you to touch each and one of them, Lord. Touch that mother, touch that father, touch that auntie, touch that uncle, anyone that's dealing with those, Lord God, any kind of chronic disease, Lord. Lord, we ask you to give them strength, Lord God. Because, Lord, you made your word say you made us all different, Lord God. But they don't not, that's not saying you don't love us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for being who you are and what you are in our life. In Jesus' name, Lord, as we close it out, Lord God, we thank you for Prophetess Stacy. We thank you for all the rest of them that tune in and the one that's going to tune in after them. Bless them, Lord, to have a good night's sleep, a good night rest. Whatever going on in their home or whatever going on, maybe someone is, Lord God, need to hear a word from you, Lord. Give them that word, Lord God. Lord, touch them all in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray. Amen. Amen. Bless God.
This concludes the show. We will see you all next Monday, same time, same place. God bless.